Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Guys, it's G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I like to say that. This is the Heart of Love Radio Show coming to you. And it's been one of those days. It's been a long, long day. And your boy is tired, but I'm trying to stay committed. And I just want to see if you guys will come out tonight. Again, it's the Heart of Love Radio Show coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook Live. So I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight's message, we're going to talk about shutting it down. Tonight's message is entitled, Shut It Down, 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 Down. You know, so if you guys been, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my parents and my friends who are come through tonight, those who come through every week. Hope you guys are encouraged by tonight's message. We've been talking about things like this past few weeks. You know, we're talking about a whole bunch of different things, like moving forward with Jesus and who do you lean on and getting back to basics and the power of silence. So we've been really, really, really hitting some things. And tonight is one of those nights, guys, that I am, your boy is just a little tired, but I said I've got to be here. I wanted to be here. I want to see you guys and see what God's going to do tonight. I'm not sure about you, but I'm definitely encouraged. What's up, Rockies? What's going on, Rockies? Welcome back to the D.C. area, man. I hope you have a great 2 weeks here. You know, we do this every week. You know, I know people are beginning to come through. Tonight, we're going to talk about shutting it down. And we're coming from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. But, Rockies, I hope you've had a good trip. I saw what you were saying as far as getting used to being back in D.C. for the next 2 weeks. So I hope you're finding yourself getting around pretty well since you've been back. You know, I don't mess with Metro, so I'm not going to mess with that. But tonight we're going to talk about shutting it down. And I think the biggest thing, which I felt led to talk about this tonight, is that sometimes we can lose focus and sight on what's really, really important in our lives because we get so used to, and what's going on, Damon, we get so used to being so busy. And those who love the Lord and love the Lord and love God, you know, sometimes we get so busy. What's going on, April, with doing the work of the Lord, but we forget to, let me spend some time with God. Let me see what God is saying to me. And so, talking about shutting it down, shutting things down so you can get back to basics. And again, like I was saying, what's going on, Derek? These past couple 2 weeks, we've been talking about the power of silence, getting back to basics, moving forward with Jesus. Who do you lean on? And tonight, what's going on, Aunt Rosetta? We're talking about shut it down. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to talk about? What's going on, Carolyn? And I was like, God, what do you want to say? Because I am so tired, y'all. But I did not want to cancel this tonight. But so just pray for me. Keep you in prayers. But what God did was God took me to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. You know, again, we do this every week from 9 to 10. And sometimes I might alternate and do it on a Thursday if it's one of those days where I'm really, really tired. But the title of this is this message again is Shut It Down. So we're coming out of Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What's going on, Kevin Howie? You know, what's going on, Jennifer? Hope you guys are having a good night. This is the Hard Love Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. Feel free to type in how you're feeling, what your thoughts are. Please share this page, this time on your page. But we do this every week. What's going on, Bishop Charles Perry? And so basically what God put in my heart is this, that sometimes we get so distracted by the work of the Lord that we don't take the time to spend time to just worship him. We don't make that time to say, "Lord, you know, I'm just going to get in the Lord's presence and hear what he is saying to my heart and to my spirit." We don't take that time to read the word. We don't spend that time to hear God through the message, through the messages, through life's lessons. We don't take that time to hear what God is saying to us, that sometimes we lose sight of what is really, really, really important. You know, which I believe goes along with the titles again that we've been talking about these past 30 days, like the power of silence, getting back to basics, moving forward with Jesus. Who do you lean on? And tonight, shut it down. Shut it down. It's amazing we go from who do we lean on to shut it down. Because sometimes, listen, life is going to happen, right? And the biggest thing is, what happens when life happens? How do we respond when things change? How do we respond when situations don't go the way we expect them to go? How do we use our energy? How do we use our time? What are we doing? What are we saying? What are we thinking? You know, what are our actions? What's going on, Lion? So tonight's message, set it down. First point tonight, out of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, it says this: as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. You know, one thing about it is that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. Just think that if we are willing to open up our homes to Jesus. You know, it's amazing that it didn't say that necessarily they knew each other was right here. What's up, Bishop Fitzgerald? But the thing, point is that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. It's like, I want you to come and I want you to stay here. And the thing about it is this, you know, she was working to get things ready for Jesus because she had it in her mind what Jesus needed and what she needed to do for Jesus. How many of you guys know that sometimes in our minds we have our opinion of what we feel like God should be, what God wants from us, right? We have it in our minds, you know, we need to do this, and God, we want to do this for God. We've got to do it this way. And she was so busy. She was so busy. Martha was so busy getting things together for Jesus because she had in her mind what Jesus was looking for. You know, the key thing that I like about this is about the first part about this passage is the fact that Martha opened up her home. You know, you can come here, you can stay here. What's going on, Kathy? Hey, Lowell. You can stay here. You know, so Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. For those who are coming through, what's going on, Lowell? What's going on, Murchison? Murchison in the house. This is the Hard Love Radio Show. We do this every night every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. What's going on, Kathy? You know, so the fact is that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. Like, you can come, you can stay here. And then she had it in her mind what needed to be done. You know, like I was saying, sometimes in our minds we have this preconception of what we think God wants us to do and what we need to do, and we get started on it has to be done this way and it has to be done that way. But in the midst of all those, all the stuff of getting things ready for Jesus to come, it's like she became overwhelmed. Like Martha became overwhelmed by all of the things she felt she needed to be done in for Jesus to stay. Have you guys ever been in a place where you're making things ready for your guests to come and you're making space, you're making room, then you become so overwhelmed because you feel like everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be just right. And Jesus more so was not necessarily concerned about everything, quote unquote, having to be done perfectly. I think it was just the fact that Martha opened up her home to Jesus. Do you think that sometimes we make things just a little bit too complicated or more complicated than they need to be with our relationship with God, with our relationship with Jesus? That sometimes we have these preconceived ideas of how things should be done, and we got to be busy doing this, we have to be busy doing that, we have to be busy doing this, we have to do it this way. And if someone does not do something the way we feel that it should be done, we go crazy in the name of Jesus, right? Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever seen people like that? You know, but I feel like she became overwhelmed by all the things that she felt she needed to be done for Jesus to stay. Because she says right here, but Martha, verse 40 of chapter 10 of Luke, states, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. What's going on, Jackie? What's going on, sis? We're talking about shut it down. Coming from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Tell her to help me. How many of you guys feel like that? You know, we complain. We complain to God. You know, I'm trying to do this for you, God, and this person is not cooperating. This person is not doing what I need them to do. But Jesus was not focused on that. Hey, Laundrie, what's going on? What's going on, Jackie? Hey, you know, he knew what was right. And because it says right here in verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. The whole thing about shutting it down, first point is that Mary welcomed Jesus to her home. You know, we should welcome Jesus into our lives, right? We should welcome Jesus to live in our hearts, to be Lord in our hearts, Lord in our lives, right? You know, and in that whole thing, sometimes we say everything has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. What's going on, Sharice? It has to be perfect for Jesus. And sometimes we say, I'm not going to come to Jesus as I am because I'm not perfect yet. I need to get perfect before I go to church. I need to be perfect before I say, Lord, you can come into my life. I need to be perfect and have everything in a particular way in order for us to have things the way we feel like that we need to have them in our lives, in our relationship. What's going on, Phoebe? We're coming out of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And the title of the message is called Shut It Down. The point I was making is that that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. You know, and the whole time, the whole thing was going on, Michael, is that Martha became overwhelmed. So she's looking and saying, like, you know, she's looking at everything she feels like that needs to be done. And I was relating that to how we in our lives sometimes feel like everything has to be perfect. For God, everything has to be perfect for Jesus, and we become so overwhelmed by things we feel that need to be done, and then we have people around us, and we're like wondering, Martha's like, how come she's not helping me? So she goes to the Lord, like kind of like telling, right? Tell her to get up off her butt and come and help me. Don't you see I'm trying to do all these things for you? See, so sometimes in our minds, we have this preconceived idea of what we feel like God needs, rather than saying, Lord, what do you need? Jesus was just nice. Jesus was probably just happy to be welcomed into her home. You know it's going to be a life-changing experience whenever you, when you allow Jesus to come into your heart, allow Jesus to come to your home where you dwell. You know your life is going to be changed. But it seemed like Martha was so busy. And sometimes we're so busy in our lives. Sometimes we're so busy in, quote-unquote, ministry for the Lord, but we're not taking the time to do what Mary did and sit back and relax and worship Jesus. You know, the thing about this is this. In verse 41, Jesus said, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, what was she doing? She was at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. You guys get that? Sometimes we can become so busy with the work of the Lord that we forget what is best. To sit down at his feet and listen to what he has to say. You know, for us to get to that place where we say, look, I'm going to meditate on his word. I'm going to turn off the social media. Don't turn off just yet. Don't turn off now because we're having this conversation. But knowing that there comes a time where you got to say, look, I'm going to use this time right here so I can really pray and really hear what God is saying to my soul. And then also, guys, when you guys are tired, when we're tired, we have to also be willing to take that rest. I don't know about you, but my schedule is busy 24/7. And I think that sometimes we become so bogged down and so overwhelmed with the schedule and with the things that we've placed on our, some of the things we put that are on our plate are things that we've placed on our plates. Not necessarily sometimes some things that God's placed on our plate. Sometimes we take on things that we shouldn't take on. We should just be focusing on God. You know, even though Martha was doing a great thing, she was doing the work. But then it was that she was probably annoyed to see that, look, I'm doing all this work, and this person is right here, and this person is not doing anything. You know, this person needs to be busy like me doing what I feel like I need to do. How many of you guys get to that point, that place where you kind of judge other people by because they're not doing what you feel like they should be doing for the Lord? And you're saying, I'm doing this for you, Lord. I'm doing that for you, Lord. But here's this person who's worshiping, spending time with God, hearing what from God, being led by the Spirit. How, you know, do you guys sometimes do that and judge people? What's going on, Lisa? What's going on, Timothy? Or say, that person should be helping out because I'm doing this. I'm doing this for you, Lord. But Jesus said, look, she's doing the one thing that is needed. And first of all, he said, Martha, you're upset about many things. You're upset about many things. You're worried and upset about many things. Fede Evangelista says this. Hey, my brother Timothy says facts. Yeah. Fede says, blessings. Jumping to say hello and ask for you for prayer. We're experiencing gentrification and closings of most of our public schools and major layoff of school staff. I'm preparing with other advocates in a meeting at my home to be the voice in our community. Before we do anything, we pray and ask for direction from the Lord. Yes, I concur. Be still and listen and move accordingly. Thank you for sharing, Fede, and we're praying for you and with you. And be encouraged and keep doing the things you do. Thanks for coming through. I love how you said this. We pray and ask for direction from the Lord. Yes, I concur. Be still and listen and move accordingly. Yeah, be still and listen and move accordingly. And Londra says, I've done that, being honest. Yeah, Londra, I've done that too. What's going on, Bruce? I've done that too, Londra. I've said, you know, how come this person is doing this? I'm a little annoyed. I'm doing this right here, and this person should be helping me out. And it appears that they're not doing what they need to do. But one thing I've talked about, like out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, is that there's a season for everything under the sun, right? And it's very, very important that we know which season that we are in. You know, first point of tonight's message is this. Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. Second point is this. Mary focused her attention on Jesus. It didn't say much about Mary except this. It said in verse 39 of Luke chapter 10, she had a sister, talking about Martha, had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. She was good. She was in a good place. She was attentive to hearing what Jesus had to say. She was attentive and everything. She stopped everything, right? So she can hear what Jesus had to say. You know, how many of us are really, I mean, because I hear people talking about my schedule. I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm over here. How many of us really say, I'm just going to take the time to hear what God is saying? What's going on, Waddles? How many of you guys really take the time to say, look, I'm just going to hear what God is saying to me. I'm just going to stop everything. I'm just going to stop everything so I can hear what Jesus had to say. How many of us really, honestly, give Jesus enough one-on-one time as we do with the people we're trying to, for those who are single, trying to date, those who are married, or hang out with your friends, or things like that. How many of us really take the time out to say, look, I'm going to spend time with Jesus so I can hear what he has to say? Because sometimes we spend so much time trying to hang with other people besides trying to really hear what God is saying, and instead of getting quiet and just listening, you know, reading the word of God, praying and spending time meditating on his word to be led. You know, the thing I like about Mary Zepp, she focused on Jesus. There's a time for work and there's a time for focus. You know, and even everything you do, do it unto the Lord, you know. So working is a part of life. You have to work. You have to do the work of the Lord. But which one is better? Which one is better? You know, Martha's kind of criticizing Mary, like, Lord, she's not doing anything but sitting at your feet, and I'm up here doing this. I'm running back and forth. This has to be perfect. That has to be perfect. God just wants us to come to him as we are. Open up your heart. Let him come. Just come as you are. Let's not get bogged down by the work that we forget about the relationship. Don't get bogged down by work that you forget about the first love, you know, which should be loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, you know, loving him with your mind, loving him 100% with everything. You know, Mary focused her attention on Jesus. She focused. It's not easy necessarily just to sit down, especially for those of us who are go-getters, those of us who like to plan things, say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I've got to be here, this has to be right. If no one else can do it, I've got to do it. And we go through all these different things. Then we're so tired. Then when we're finished, we're done with everything, we don't have anything to give God. We're too tired to sit down at his feet and listen because we've been going all over the place trying to do what we think that we're supposed to do for God. And God's saying, just spend some time with me. Just listen to what I'm saying. What's going on, Mom? What's going on, Jaleel? Welcome to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We're talking about tonight's shutdown. First point, Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. Second point, Mary focused her attention on Jesus. And I'm talking about the importance of really just getting that time to spend time with God. We can be so busy with trying to find out, Lord, what do you want me to do right now? You know, listen, I'm just going to share this. I'm going to be giving you guys some great news coming next week. I'm going to share some great news with you guys. I'm not going to share it prematurely, but I'm just going to say this, that in the midst of I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, I got to be over here, I got to do this, I got to run over here, so busy with things I feel like I'm supposed to be doing for the Lord, right? That by the time I finished everything, I'm tired, I'm worn out, I'm emotionally drained, I'm tired. But I'm going to tell you this, what's more important is really spend that time with Jesus. It's really say, you know what, there's a time and place for everything. You know, not placing the work of the Lord or the things you're trying to do, your goals, your aspirations first. Put God first. Spend that time with God. Spend time so he can rejuvenate you. Spend time at your feet, at his feet, so you can listen to what he had to say. You know, and then, like I said, for Mary to stay at his feet while her sister was doing it. There's two different angles of the story, right? We're reading this from Martha's view. What if we were to read this story from Mary's view, where Mary is sitting down, she's paying attention, she's trying to hear what God is saying, and her sister is trying to tell her what she needs to be doing, trying to control her, and she's trying to listen to what Jesus had to say. Martha's feeling distracted, and Mary is probably annoyed. I'm trying to listen to what Jesus is saying. I know you're trying to fix this thing up, but I'm listening to what he has to say because I want to hear and spend his time with Jesus. So if you can look at the story from two different angles. Have you guys ever thought about that? If we were to read that from Mary's view. But, you know, she was in a state of peace and impartation. Mary was in a state of peace and impartation. She could hear what Jesus was saying to her, to her spirit. She didn't get the word from him. You know, it wasn't like she was waiting till everything's right. You know, she wanted to sit down and stay at his feet and hear what he had to say. She was good. Some people might say, oh, I'm good. Mary was good. You know, she was good. Hey, Mom, how you doing, Mom? Mary was good. My mom said, so glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad you're here in Jesus' name as well, Mom. You know, she was in that place of a state of peace and impartation. She could, you know, something happens, guys, when we take that time to say, I'm going to sit still and hear what Jesus has to say to me. But the other hand, I can tell you guys this. I bet Martha was worn out at the end of this story. I know she's worn out because she was so distracted, it says in verse 40. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that she had to be made. You know, sometimes we probably can become distracted by the things that we feel like we're supposed to do, but we should love Jesus more than doing his work. It's great to do the work of the Lord, but it's even greater to hear what Jesus has to say and to be still so you can get some direction, so you can get the impartation that God wants to bring into your life. What's going on, Philip? Tonight's message title, Shut Down, Shut It Down, coming from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. Second part, Mary focused her attention on Jesus. Now, those who are coming through, you know, you type your thoughts, your opinions, your views. You know, I read it to everyone, and we talk about it. We talk about it together. So I appreciate you guys coming out tonight. It's a different type of message, but I was like, Lord, what do you want to talk about tonight? Like, shut it down. So this is a message I had given a while ago. But the thing about it is this. Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. Third point. Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. You know, because she had a lot of stuff going on in her mind. How many of you guys have a lot of things going on in your mind? You know, when you're doing one thing, you think about what's the next thing you got to do. Then you think about what you're going to do 2 hours after that. Then you think about the things that did not happen that you take care of. Then you're thinking about what you need to do next week. And then you think about your doing your goals. Have I met my goals? And all these different things that your mind is so discombobulated because you're just so busy. Just thinking about all the things that you've got to do. And it says right here, it says, again, Martha was distracted. And then it says, goes further on and say in verse 41, Jesus says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. You know, what's going on, Cynthia? One of the things about this is this, you are worried and upset about many things. It's amazing sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes as I read scripture, my mind, I'm thinking, man, Martha had it bad. She was worried and upset about many things. What was she thinking? Until you know you have to look at yourself in the mirror, right? I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, oh yeah, I've been worried. I've been upset about many things. I've been annoyed. I've been probably distracted, like Martha was distracted. Martha's trying to do what she feels like she's supposed to do for the Lord. How come she's not getting the help? How come she's not getting the response that she feels that she should get? You know, like Martha, sometimes we are worried. How many of you guys have ever worried? How many times you've ever been upset because people and churchdom. People who say they love the Lord are not helping you in ministry. They aren't doing the things you've asked them to do. They're not responding the way you think they should respond. We do that, right? What's going on, Gregory? Hey, Brian, I got Brian in the house. But sometimes we like Martha. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes I know guys that I've judged Martha. How many of you guys have really judged Martha in this story about Martha and Mary? And have you ever got guys really ever judged Martha and say, why was she doing all that stuff? Why was she being so busy? What's going on, Gregory? What's going on, Willie? Why was she so busy? And why was she distracted by all the preparations she had to do? She was not happy. And how many of you guys have been unhappy? How many guys have been unhappy in your ministry, in your lives, and people, and you feel like people are not responding to you the way you feel like they should? Like, how dare them not be responded? Because this is what I'm feeling is most important. So you should be doing what I feel is most important. Jesus, like, no, you are worried and upset about many things. You are worried about, first of all, he put the focus on her. Jesus did not scold Mary because Martha came to him being upset that Mary was not doing what she wanted Mary to do. He focused on Martha. You are worried and upset about many things. How many guys are worried right now? How many guys are upset because things might not be going the way you expect them to go? How many of you guys are upset because people might not be responding? How many of you are upset that you can't control some situations? You have all these different thoughts going through your mind. You're trying to be busy doing the work of the Lord. You're worried. You're upset. You have a lot of thoughts going through your mind. But and then Jesus said that preposition, but only one thing is needed. What's going on, Eric? What's going on? We're talking about the story about Martha and Mary. The title of the message is Shut It Down. How many guys are really worried or upset? You can't control anything, but Jesus is saying, but only one thing is needed. Yeah, you, Willie? Me too, Willie. But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen to do what is better. What is better? He didn't say that Mary was wrong. He didn't say that Martha was wrong. He said Mary has chosen to do what is better. See, Martha's mind was in the right place. She wanted to make sure everything was right. But she's also probably wanting to control it. She wanted everything to be the way she wanted it to be, how she thought it should be. She has all these thoughts going through her mind. And she's seeing someone who's not doing it what she feels like she should be doing the way she feels like she should be doing. Am I giving a description about a lot of us who are listening tonight? Have you been there? Are you there? You feel like you're worried about a whole bunch of things. You got to get things right for Jesus. Have you heard people say, I have to get things right for Jesus first before I can sit down and listen to what he has to say to me? I have to clean up over here. I got to get rid of this trash right here. I got to get rid of this sin right here. No, Jesus, I don't have time to hear what you had to say about the sin because I've got to get rid of this stuff right here. I got to move this stuff and put this on that corner. She's up there trying to get the place ready. You guys feel what I'm saying? She has. So and the reason why I'm saying is because a lot of us are like Martha. Some of us are like Martha. I'm not saying that. Some of us might be like Martha. Some of us at times might be like Mary. But it's a good illustration. It wasn't bad what Martha was doing. It was great to want to do the work of the Lord, want to get things ready for Jesus, right? But says she became worried about it. She became distracted about it. Have you ever been distracted by someone? They're just not doing what you feel like they should do, and you cannot bear to see it. You just want to rip into them. No, she was distracted. She was worried. Is this right? Is that right? She's upset. How dare her? Lion says this: when that happens to me, I tend to quickly get reminded to be anxious for nothing. Great one, Lion. Thank you for sharing that. When that happens to me, I tend to quickly get reminded to be anxious for nothing. You know, Lion, I have to say this, my mom has always, that's been one of the scriptures she's always told me, be anxious for nothing. You know, because I'll be on the edge. Like, everything has to be right. I have to get this done. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. It's a good thing, but it began to go on the other side of the totem pole. It was not balanced at all. She became worried. She's upset. She had a whole bunch of things going through her mind. And Jesus said this, but only one thing is needed. But only one thing is needed. What's going on, Tib? Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. Mary has chosen what is better. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Mary has chosen what is better. How many of us can get to that point where we say, let me spend this time with Jesus? What is Jesus saying to me? What is Jesus saying to me? Let me spend this time at your feet. He's saying, look, Martha was doing a good thing. She's doing a good thing doing getting things prepared. But what is better? What is better? He said, but Mary has chosen to do what is better. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So he was going to tell Mary, I need you to leave from this feet, my feet. I need you to go over there and do the work. Mary wanted to be right there. You know, listen, it's important to do the work of the Lord, but it's more important, it's better to spend that time to spend that time with Jesus, to spend that time at his feet, to spend that time in prayer, to spend that time meditating on God's word. It's spending time reading the word, spending time just listening to God. You know, sometimes it's turning off everything, just listening. If you want to listen to music, listen to some gospel music, or listen in silence. But sometimes you have to shut some things down. Sometimes we have to shut some things off. Sometimes we have to shut some things down so we can spend that time with God. So tonight's message about shutting it down, you know, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And I read the story, you know, and during this Easter time and things like that, and reading about the story about at home with Martha and Mary. Some of us are so busy in ministry. So many of us are busy trying to reach our destiny and do what we feel like God has called us to do. But, and then sometimes we judge others because why aren't you as busy as I am? You need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. You need to be doing this. How about this? How about we focus on what we feel like we're supposed to do? We do the work of the Lord. We spend that time with Jesus. We make that time to spend at his feet. Because one thing that I noticed is this. I don't know about with you guys, but always being busy and doing things, you know, worrying, do I have this right? Do I have that right? You know, then becoming upset because people aren't doing what we feel like they should do. How about we just focus on our relationship with Jesus? We do what he's called us to do. We do what is better. Sitting at his feet. We can do the work for days. But to sit at his feet so you can get the instruction, get his feet so you can be re-energized. But I can imagine Martha was probably tired after doing all that work. She was probably emotionally tired, physically tired. She probably worried about everything. Then she was angry, upset, distracted. When she just said, no, let me get back to this. Let me spend some time at Jesus' feet and hear what he has to say to me. Willie says this, really want to talk to God, go in your closet and shut the door. I've done that many days and even now. I know that's right, Willie. You know, I like to turn off the lights and just get quiet and just pray, and that's what I like to do. So we all have our own way of being quiet and being still to hear what God has to say. What do you guys think about so far about what we're talking about tonight? What's going on, Carsten? You know, tonight's message, shut it down. First point, Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. Second point, Mary focused her attention on Jesus. Third point, Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. He addressed her. He said, look, your mind is divided. You have a lot of things going on. You need to focus on him. You can do, you need to focus. One thing is, only one thing is needed. only thing we have to do is really spend that time with God, talking to God, spend time allowing God to talk to us, spend time with Jesus. Thank you, Londra. Thank you, Brian, so much. Listen, guys, you know, tonight I was like, Lord, this is the message you want me to give? You know, and I was like, okay. You know, so I'm glad that you guys are being blessed by this message. And one of the points I want to say this is this. Relationship is more important than works. Relationship with Jesus is more important than works. Because some people are like, Lord, Lord, can I come in? He'll say, I don't know you. You've been doing all the work, but you haven't spent time to get to know me. I want to hear him say, welcome, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear him say. You know, Tabria says this, you know, we have to take time out and carve out time for him. Thank you, Tabria. That's so true. We have to take that time. Even in our busy schedule, we have to take that time. And instead of focusing on what other people are doing, what other people are not doing, yet we have to ask ourselves, what am I doing? And then what is the purpose and reason behind the things that I'm doing? Am I doing it for God's glory? Am I doing it to be seen? Am I doing it to glorify him? You know, and then I just encourage you, listen, God doesn't expect us to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. We can be busy saying, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to be over here, I got to be over there. He said, one thing, Jesus told Martha, one thing is needed. But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. Mary has chosen to do what is better, to worship him. What's going on, Kirk? What's going on, Fowler? To worship him, that's better. How many of you guys know that it's great to do the work that God's called us to do? Better is to worship him, to sit at his feet. Hey, cousin. Hey, Bella. To sit at his feet, to hear what he has to say. How many of you guys have done that today? Have you spent that time yet? Say, Lord, I want you to speak to me. I want you to speak to me. But just remember this: relationship is more important than the works. And then I want to encourage you tonight is this: we cannot control what other people do, right? We can't control what other people do. All that we can do is control what we do, and do everything we do to the glory of God, to praise him. It's not about getting likes on Facebook. You know, listen, guys, my whole thing for myself is really to encourage people, whether it's through preaching, whether it's through singing, whether it's through ministry, whether it's through therapy, but just encourage people. Encourage people to serve God. Encourage people to want to have that relationship. But I want you to know that relationship is more important than works. You know, and I think we'd be a lot better if we stop focusing on what we feel like other people should be doing and focus on what we should be doing. Are we listening to God? Are we living right? Because, you know, everyone in this, you know, through this Facebook age, you know, everyone, we like to judge everybody. This person's not doing this for the Lord. This person needs to do that. And Lord, you need to get on that person. That person is not doing what they're supposed to do. This person, why did that Christian do that? Why did that Christian do that? Do this. You know, why did that person do that? You know, we've become so consumed that a lot of us are like Martha, worried about a whole bunch of things we can't control. Upset because we can't control the people that we want to control to get them to do the things that we feel they should be doing to help us, even if it's for the Lord. And then we have a whole bunch of things going through our minds and we're distracted. We're distracted in ministry. How come that person worships like that? How come that person have to worship God like that? How come they have to clap so loud? How come they have to sing so loud? How come they're not hitting that note right? Lord, I'm trying to do this. And we have all these different things. But what is better? What is better to say, look, I'm going to worship the Lord. That's really the one thing that's needed. I'm going to sit still at his feet so I can hear what he has to say. Because how many of you guys know if we don't sit at his feet, we're not going to get the direction. We're not going to get the – we're in a battle for our lives. We're in a battle for our souls. People – what's going on, Karen? People are committing suicide. They don't have hope. Let's shut down the noise. Let's shut down the noise that's running through our minds. Let's shut those things down. Let's shut those things down. Shut it down. All those thoughts running through our minds, you know, and our, as far as why people aren't doing what they need to do. And let's focus on ourselves. Let's focus in and so we can focus on God. Let's focus, Lord, what do I need to do? But better yet, let me worship you. And while you sit at his feet, you will be changed. We will be changed when we'll be changed by the word. We'll be changed when we sit in Jesus, at Jesus' feet. When we worship him, we will not be the same. We will change. And if you don't change, you're going to have to deal and work through your issues of why you don't really want to change, especially when God begins to reveal to us ourselves. No, it's not about it's not about fame, it's not about any of those things. It's really about really are we really serving God? Are we spending time listening to what God has to say to us? Are we more so trying to tell God? I think sometimes our relationship with God is one sided, right? We want to tell God all of our problems. This not happening to me and that's not happening to me. But what is God saying? For some of you guys, God's saying, look, you're strong. You know, listen, I'll be the first one to say, Lord, I'm tired of going through all the, some of the things I've gone through, and I'm working over here trying to get this together, working over there. At one point, I just said, you know what? Lord, what are you saying to me? Let me just focus on you. Let me just say thank you. Let me just say thank you. Let me shut down the thoughts going through my, running through my mind. Let me take authority over those thoughts. Let me shut down the noise that's running through my mind. Lord, speak to my heart. You know, sometimes we like say, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know, on purpose. One of my big brothers would say, do everything you do and do it on purpose. Have a great day on purpose. Live your life for the Lord on purpose. Make every intention to spend time with God in his word and in prayer on purpose. On purpose. Listen, we can get off track with doing the work of the Lord, but we have to, with purpose and on purpose, intentionally spend time with God. Like Tiberio was saying, carve out that time. Like Willie was saying, go in your closet, turn, you know, go into your prayer closet. You know, make that time with God. You know I've got to. I've got to do that. I got to do better with that. You know, carve out the time with God and his word and in prayer and meditate on his word day and night. You know, let's not be so bogged down with work, with the work of the Lord, that our relationship with God suffers. And then we're judging others, like Martha was judging Mary. He's like, no, but one thing, Jesus said, but only one thing is needed. You know, that was a nice rebuke, right? Because Martha again was saying, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is, only one thing is needed. That was a nice rebuke, right? Jesus nicely rebuked her. One thing is needed. You're doing all those things. You have all those thoughts. You're upset about many things. All those things are running through your mind, but one thing is important. Only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. The reason why I'm saying this is because some of us have so many different things run through our minds. We're worried about this, upset about this. How is that going to happen? One thing I'm learning is this. You know, regardless of how much we worry and how much we bicker, we're upset because people aren't doing what we think that they should be doing for the Lord. We've become so off track. that we forget that one thing is needed, just like Martha. So if you came in tonight and you've judged Martha, like how dare her say that stuff, you know, just think about it. How many of you guys have been worried and upset about many, and Jesus saying only one thing is needed? And Mary has chosen to do what is better. What is better? He didn't say what Martha did was bad, but she's chosen to do what is better. This teachable moment, what is better for you in your life? Those who are in ministry, those who have desire for God to use them, but those of us who have that desire for God to use us, we have to think about what is better for us. What is better? Have we chosen what is better? Because sometimes we don't want to let that go. Some of us love to stay in a state of being worried and how am I going to get this? How am I going to do that? And Jesus saying, look, Mary's doing what's better. She's sitting at his feet, listening to what he has to say. God has a message for us, but we have to be willing to listen to what he has to say. Shut it down. Shut down the noise. Shut down the thoughts running through your mind, the negative thoughts. Shut down so you can hear what God is saying and be open to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. What's going on, Ann? What's going on, cuz? What's going on, little Hunter? If nothing changes in our life, nothing changes. So shut down the noise. Shut down the noise. Be willing to say, Lord, use me. Speak to my heart. Show me. And sometimes we don't understand why we're going through some of the things we're going through, but we can get a lot of answers if we are willing to say, Lord, I'm going to meditate on your word. I'm going to shut things down. Negative people, I need to get negative people out of my ear. You know, and I need to hear what you are saying to me. Hey, what's going on, sister? What's going on, little honey? I need to hear what you are saying to me. I need to hear what you're saying to me. And listen to this. Choose relationship over works. Choose relationship with your creator over works. And then don't judge a brother or sister who's doing what they're doing. You know, make sure you stay focused and deepen your relationship with God. Spend time with Jesus. You know, one thing's about it, we cannot control people, right? We cannot control people. But the key is that we have to be willing to learn these life's lessons. We have to be willing to learn the lessons that we have experienced and hear what God is saying to us and be willing to grow from there. Be willing to grow. Be willing to grow. What's going on, sister? Now, Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and 23, right? It says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Verse 23, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Listen, you know, shut it down. Shut down the things going through your mind. Shut down the perceptions, misperceptions or conceptions that you feel that people, that you have that about people, what they should be doing. Focus on what you should be doing. You know, everything doesn't have to be perfect for God. He just wants you to be willing to open up your heart and let him come in. And when he comes in, listen to what God has to say to you. When you open up your heart and say, you can stay here. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing to allow God to touch you, to allow God to speak to you. And then don't judge your brother or sister in Christ. If they're doing something different, they're serving the Lord, and they're being still, and you're saying, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this. Just stay focused on serving the Lord. But make time to spend time with God. Make that time to spend time with God. And know what is better. Choose relationship over works. Spend time with God. Build up your relationship. It's like a relationship. Let us not be one-sided. Let's not be just open. I'm going to be open. Lord, I want this. I want that. I want that. And God, and then when God says, I want this, we turn our backs. Let's not be about the works. Let's be about relationship. And know that you can do the things of God He's called you to do. You can operate in your gifts. But keep God first. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. The whole story of Mary and Martha, Martha and Mary, both love the Lord. Martha got a little probably overwhelmed. She had a whole bunch of stuff going through her mind. Sounds like a lot of us. So tonight, I just want to just encourage you tonight to don't judge your brother, sister in Christ who is serving God the way they're serving God. Was at birthday, Lauren. Don't judge them. What's going on, Dr. Woodrow? Don't judge them. I want to encourage you to see that worship, like Jesus said, spend time at His feet is better. One thing is needed. So look at your life and ask yourself, am I spending that time with God? Am I so busy with singing here, dancing here, choreographing over here, writing over here, going to this rehearsal, going to that rehearsal, and then judging the other person? How come they need to be singing more? They need to be doing this with me. No, you do what God has called you to do. You stay in your lane. And while you stay in your lane, realize what is better is to worship Jesus. Worship God, spend that time with Him, build up that relationship. That is what is most important. So I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. Did anything touch your heart tonight that we talked about tonight? Tonight's message was entitled Shut It Down. You know, first point, Martha welcomed Jesus to her home. Let us welcome Jesus into our hearts, right? Mary focused her attention on Jesus. Let us focus our attention on Jesus. Jesus addressed Martha's state of mind. Listen, God is addressing our state of mind right now. He's saying, focus. What is more important? What is more important, doing the works or the relationship with me? Some of us are wondering, what is to come next? That means we need to spend some time with God so we can hear what God has to say and we can be led. Shut it down. Shut down the naysayers. Shut down the negative thoughts. Shut down the stinky thinking. The stinking thinking. Shut down those things that go through our minds and judgments and all these different things and just stay at His feet. Stay at God's feet. Pray. Believe Him. Believe His word. Believe what He's saying, how He's leading you, how the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and what He wants you to do with your life. And spend that time with Him. Let's lift each other up. And when we do fall down, let's not beat a brother up. Let's love them back to restoration. Let's restore each other through love. But let's stop judging each other. Let's focus on worshiping God. And being the people He's called us to be and to do what He's called us to do. But most importantly, worship Him. I hope you guys were blessed tonight. What did you guys get out of tonight's message? Hunter said, amen. Amen. You know, and again, I'm praying for those who are going through, those who have lost loved ones. A lot of people have been losing loved ones. Cherish each day. Cherish each day. Implore you guys to have your own relationship with God. You know, don't do the whole thing of just I'm going to talk to God on Saturday because I'm going to church on Sunday. Talk to God each day. You guys might think, oh, people aren't doing that. People are sometimes, but let us make Jesus number one. Let's make God number one in our lives. Spend that time with God. Love Him. Shut it down. Shut down all the craziness so you can focus on Him. I just say God bless you. One of the main things I got from tonight for myself is we don't have to be perfect. God just wants us to be willing. And just remember, relationship is more important than the works. Tibia says it's doing better with managing my time so I can spend more time with God. Thank you, Tib. Yeah, that's true. That's so, so true. That's so, so true. And that's, guys, please share this on your pages if you feel led to. And I just want to say thank you guys for coming through tonight. Please keep my family in your prayers. I'm going to keep you guys in my prayers. I'm praying for you guys. And I pray that you will spend a time with God. Spend a time with God and allow God to speak to your heart, speak to your life, and speak to your situation. And when, as you do that, God will change you. God will change you. And I pray that you guys will find your purpose and do what God has called you and has created you to do. I pray you'll be blessed. God bless you. Be encouraged. Don't forget, check out my project. It's on iTunes. It's entitled Life's Lessons. And some important things are be coming up soon. And I'll share that with you guys next week. But God bless you guys. Have a great night. And be encouraged. And know that you're not alone. God bless.